Welcome to a fresh new episode of our Sigma podcast. Today we are setting our sights on one of the most anticipated events in everyone's iGaming calendar, Sigma's Malt Week. I am your host, Maria Debrincat, and I am about to take you on a journey through the heart of this groundbreaking event. In this episode, we'll deep dive into the essence of Malta Week, featuring high-impact discussions with key figures like Malta's Tourism Minister, Honorable Clayton Bartolow. We'll provide an exclusive look into the ongoing developments at the Malta Maritime Hub and also connect with the team who is tirelessly dedicating its efforts to ensure the resounding success of this annual event. Before we dive into the discussions, let's take a closer look at what the general public's take on the gaming industry in Malta and Sigma is. This is Maria here in the heart of Malta, and we're here today to talk to the people of Valletta. This is Sigma Street Talks. Have you ever heard about Sigma Conference?
I haven't. Yes, I think it's a conference regarding gaming and betting, which has been going on for a few years now.
Malta has a reputation of being the leading iGaming hub of Europe. What do you think makes it so attractive for companies to relocate to Malta?
I can only imagine that the Maltese people are trying to reinvent themselves and are bringing, you know, incentives for companies to come here and to explore Malta in a different way.
Well, maybe Malta is an attractive destination because of the taxing system and because all of the Maltese people speak in English, so this is a plus. And I think for that, maybe the climate.
I think the weather, because it's always sunny.
What do you think international events like these are doing to the Maltese economy?
Well, it's boosting the economy.
I think Sigma puts Malta on the forefront of gaming world and puts us really with the top of the industry, I believe. That really puts us on the map.
Do you have any idea how many visitors it attracts?
I don't know. Gaming is very popular, I know that. It's bigger than Hollywood, than the music industry, than everything. But I have no clue. How many?
If you had to give me a number.
5,000.
I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's tens of thousands, so it's quite massive from what I remember. I know if it was 20, 25,000, I'm not sure.
Yes.
I mean, if everyone's coming here, you're bringing people, they won't just spend their money in the conference, they'll spend it more widely, it's got to be good for the people. Sounds like a great thing.
Well, from the way it's going, I think the future is bright because there's been very well organized from what it seems and from what I hear from different people. So I think it's very positive, and I think we should continue in this way because it's promoting Malta in the right direction.
I don't have attended Sigma before. I would like, but unfortunately we leave after this week back. So yeah, but if we stay here, then I would say yeah. Just to meet other people, I think, like Sabrina said, there are a lot of young people, and it's easy to connect here and to communicate here. This is something I thought about it, but in other countries it's not quite so simple, to be honest. Yeah, here English is some of the main spoken languages here, so I don't have problem to connect with other people. So, yeah, if I would stay here, I would attend.
No, because I don't work in the field, but I hear a lot of positive things around this seminar.
Thank you, everyone who joined our conversation today. Feel free to follow our social media for the latest updates. And until next time, this is Sigma Street Talk. Our special guest today is the Honorable Clayton Bartolow, Minister of Tourism. With him, we'll discuss the significance of hosting Sigma Europe in Malta, its economic impact on tourism, and the broader economy. Let's dive in. Welcome, Minister. It's a pleasure to have you here with us today.
It's honestly a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off, as the Minister of Tourism, what's your perspective on the significance of hosting one of the largest gaming events in Europe in Malta?
So first of all, let's put things in perspective. This event is being organized in November, which is considered as a shoulder month. So the fact that we are hosting Sigma during a time when it's considered as part of the MICE season and hosting actually the biggest gaming event in Malta puts Malta on the map for all the right reasons. Let's be honest about this. We want to attract these kind of people to Malta. We want them to come, yes, for the conference, but then we want them to stay here longer to enjoy our island, to enjoy our hospitality. But above all, we want them to come back again in order to continue and experience Malta at its best. And I think that November is an ideal month to have Sigma here. It's just before Christmas. It's right after other conferences as well, which have been taking place in October. So all in all, I think this is the pinnacle of our MICE season. And if anything, we want Sigma to be a best practice of how things can be done in Malta. The fact that the location has changed this year, the fact that it is attracting people from all over the world, and coupled with the exciting program which is held during Malta Week, I think it makes Malta the place to be and Sigma's natural home, not just for this year, but even for years to come.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And can you share some projections regarding the expected economic impact that this event is going to have on Malta's tourism industry, as well as the broader economy at all?
So first of all, this ties in with our strategy of beating seasonality. So our aim is to ensure sustainable tourism all year round. And we want to do that by increasing the number of tourists who visit Malta in the shoulder and the winter months. So the fact that we are expecting around 25,000 attendees for this year's Sigma in November means that it will have a huge impact not only on our economy, but more specifically on the tourism industry. The tourism industry, which employs thousands of people and is at the moment fully recovering, if not even surpassing the 2019 numbers. So all in all, this goes in hand exactly with the positive results that we have been achieving over the past months, where we have seen an increased number of tourists who visit Malta, an increase in the number of nights spent, but significantly a very large increase in the actual spend of the tourists in Malta. And the fact that we are attracting these kind of people here, these kind of tourists, who I believe fit the Sigma profile, is also a feather in both in Sigma's cap and also in Malta's cap, because we are managing to attract the right people to Malta, and this is the kind of quality tourists that we want to attract. So yes, Sigma fits in perfectly, not only within the tourism strategy, but even the wider economic agenda of the government. And it is also part of the economic transition which we want our country to go through, meaning that we want to continue attracting Sigma to Malta and to ensure that it's based here and it continues to grow and achieve the success which our country is achieving.
Speaking about numbers, we're saying that it's growing, it keeps growing. And obviously this year we had to relocate our event from the MFCC to the MMH due to the venue constraints because of the increase in numbers we had. Do you think there can be some initiatives or actions that the government can undertake to enhance its support for such a prominent event, considering its substantial economic impact it's having on the country?
So over the past years, Visit Malta has always been a strong supporter of Sigma, and will continue enhancing our support, especially if we continue seeing the growth rate which we have seen, but not simply in terms of numbers. The thing now is not just about quantity, but it's more about quality. So we want Sigma to become a more qualitative event, and it is something which I believe that it is already doing. We have already seen improvements over the past years. And yes, even though Sigma is a great event, let's be honest, but there is always room for improvement. And the fact that the organizers actually recognize this, it ties in with the government's strategy to continue improving on what we already have, and we will definitely continue supporting that. So our aim is that in the coming weeks and months, we will sit down once again with the organizers to see how we can assist, how we can ensure that Sigma continues calling Malta home, and all these people who come here for Sigma, they will come again for another holiday with their family or with their friends and continue enjoying our beautiful island and our hospitality, which I believe is one of the ingrained characteristics of our Maltese culture.
Minister, thank you so much for joining us today. We're excited to see this vision come to life during Malta Week. We're also excited and looking forward to welcome you and people from all around the world to visit us during the event.
We'll definitely be there.
Thank you. Here at Sigma, we believe that our platform is not just about conducting businesses, it's also a place to cultivate enduring connections while enjoying a wide array of engaging networking events. In this special feature, we invite you to explore our side events where delegates can come together and experience the lighter, more entertaining, fun side of Sigma.
Mark, thank you for joining us. Sigma is, as you call it, the world's leading authority in iGaming. How have you managed to thrive and grow in such a diverse market over time?
This is a very good question. A shortened version would be that we thrive in the iGaming industry through our industry expertise, global reach, innovation, adaptability, and also commitment to providing high quality content and resources.
With your biggest European conference coming up, can you tell us some more about what makes this conference different than the previous events? And what can the visitors expect this year?
Expect a much larger venue, transport from the venue, and as well water taxis linking the harbors all together, and also our networking events. Our networking events will be moved to the capital city of Malta, Valletta, rich in history, in culture, just a 5-minute stone throw away from the expo. We'll be having a spectacular evening by Centurium FC. For all you sports enthusiasts, Sigma has organized a padel tournament as well as a free run. Sigma will also be hosting award ceremonies for B2B, B2C, as well as streamers awards, giving recognition to the movers and shakers of this ever-growing industry.
In terms of starting out as a local brand that now operates globally, what would you say does Sigma contribute to Malta?
I mean, Sigma's global presence has brought economic growth, international recognition, networking opportunities, knowledge sharing, and of course, positive brand promotion for Malta's iGaming industry, as well as itself as the gem in the middle of the Mediterranean. And let's also not forget about our legendary closing party, this time with a twist at Jampula Village. So save the dates, 13th till the 17th of November for the Sigma Malta Expo 2023. See you there.
Joining us now is a key player at the heart of Sigma Group, the director of the events department. This department is the driving force behind every facet of Sigma's operation, from orchestrating the intricacies of conference setups to curating unforgettable networking events. They mastermind the allocation of space on the expo floor, coordinate the stages, and even bridge the connection between the clients and the stand builders. In essence, they are the architects of Sigma's experience, ensuring that every detail is finely tuned and ready to impress. Let's dive into the inner workings of the company with our esteemed director of events, Emily DeMaio. Emily, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, let's start off with the first aspect of the event. What's the process of the registration and badge pickup? And do you have any tips or guidelines on how our delegates can ensure a smooth process and ensure a smooth start to their event?
Yes, so this year we've gone much bigger. So the whole idea over here is to increase our amount of printing stations. So we've actually set up 50 stations to collect your badge from the MMH, which will be on the 14th, the 15th and the 16th of November. We are also setting up printing stations at the airport itself on the 12th and the 13th of November. So clients can arrive and collect their badge immediately. We've got the pre-registration, which is happening at the Excelsior Hotel. And we are going to have 35 stations where clients can be picking up their badge between 7 in the morning and 10 p.m. at night. This way you beat the queue and you walk right in the next day.
So Emily, considering the well-known challenges of traffic congestion during Malta Week, can you elaborate a bit more on the shuttle services and how delegates can get a tranquil and hassle-free journey to the venue?
100%. So on the 13th of November, which is day zero, a lot of our delegates will be arriving from abroad. Due to this, we've organized one shuttle bus, which will be running from 10 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. and will be going directly from the airport to the Hilton Hotel in St. Julian's and also to the Excelsior Hotel in Valletta, which is our main event hotel. We've got our usual 8 shuttle buses running on the event days 14th, 15th, 16th November. They'll start at around 8:30 in the morning and they will end at 7:30 in the evening, allowing a lot of time for our clients to get to MMH venue and back without any trouble. They shouldn't be waiting for more than 10 minutes because we have planned this properly. On the 15th in the evening, we've got the special party happening at Jampula, and we've also got a very, very VIP dinner happening at the Shara Lodge, which is fairly close. And we also have the Centurion Fight Night happening in Ta'ali. So we've organized a shuttle bus to run all evening to collect the clients from both the Hilton and the Excelsior. It will take them either to the MBA or to the dinner, and then we'll also take them to the party from 10 p.m. onwards.
Can you give us some details regarding the iGathering dinners that are taking place at various locations? What is the format of these gatherings, and how can attendees join these networking events?
So basically, the first thing to establish is what an iGathering is. And an iGathering is technically a VIP dinner, which is promoting networking throughout the event. This year, we've moved away from the clubbing scene, so we're out of St. Julian's and we're moving into Valletta, the iconic cultural capital city. We've secured a few Michelin star restaurants, such as Ion at the Eniala Hotel. We've got Gracie's, Capo Crudo, Palazzo Preca, and some other really nice venues. And it's extremely important that if you are invited to these dinners, that you RSVP. The system is quite simple. Once you buy a premium or a platinum ticket, you will receive an invitation in your inbox. You need to RSVP and you will secure your seat. On top of that, we have a bunch of lovely sponsors who are sponsoring all the dinners, and they also get to invite a few guests from their end. So these guests will also be receiving this electronic RSVP invite.
What inspired the inclusion of multiple awards night this year, Emily?
Well, Sigma has been growing for the past 10 years, and I think it's safe to say that one ceremony has just not been big enough to cater to everyone. So this year we're doing something a bit special. We're getting the Sigma Awards, and we are breaking it into two very equally important ceremonies happening on the 13th and the 14th of November. The idea is that if you are a B2B client, you will attend on the 13th, and if you are a B2C client, you attend on the 14th. And this way, we're able to recognize more companies and give out more awards. On the 15th of November, we are holding the Streamers Awards. We're doing them at the Excelsior Hotel, and we're very excited about this. And on the 16th, to recognize our blockchain and emerging technology clients, we're holding the AIBC Awards at the beautiful Casino Maltese in Valletta.
Can you elaborate on the unique themes and content that the conference stages will be holding so that the delegates can make informed decisions on which stage to attend and what they can find there?
Of course. So we do have two main stages. The first one is Sigma related, so it's more for iGaming clients. And the second one is our AIBC stage, which is focusing more on the emerging tech and blockchain community. On the Sigma stage and the AIBC stage, we do have our special startup pitch competition, which is where 6 companies from each industry will get to pitch their products to our esteemed judges. And there's a special prize at the end. On our Sigma stage, we do have a really fun way for our affiliates to meet our operators. We've created a quiz game, and that will be something really interesting to attend. We do have some key speakers, such as David Meltzer, such as Andrea Fluellen. We've got Google attending, so there's a lot going on. On our AIBC stage, we are also welcoming top speakers, such as Dr. Sara Almadani, Muneeb Mushtaq, Namir Khan, all very well known in this community. We've also got some local key players in the industry who are attending, such as the MFSA and MDIA, a lot of government officials, and also the Honorable Prime Minister.
Is there anything else to expect content-wise apart from the conference stages?
Yes, actually on the day zero, which is the 13th of November, during pre-registration running between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Excelsior Hotel, we've organized four workshops. So your first one is focusing on the LATAM industry, the second one on the Nordic industry, the third one on the Italian industry, and last but not least, we're also organizing an iGaming masterclass. So that is really interesting, and anyone with a premium or platinum ticket can attend these for free.
And to close off, I'm sure that all the delegates would like to find out more about the official Sigma party. This will be taking place at Jampula. What can our delegates expect from the signature event?
So this is a really fun event. We've actually rented all of Jampula and we've got three different themes going on inside, so we can cater to everyone. So we've got one room actually playing deep house, another one playing techno, and the last one playing rock. We've secured some bands, some very well-known names such as Hosho, Savage and She, and Clinton Sparks, and of course some local talent, DJ J-Joy, DJ Michael, and Opeke. So it's going to be a good one.
Thank you so much for this insightful discussion, Emily. I'm sure all the delegates will find this information quite informative for them, and we look forward to this next event coming up.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria. We're really looking forward to welcoming all the delegates, and of course, if they need any more information, it can all be found on the website sigma.world.
Get ready now for an exclusive look at the latest developments at the Malta Maritime Hub, complete with a host of innovative features meticulously crafted to elevate your visit and provide a truly immersive and unforgettable experience. Welcome to our event space, which is being constructed right as we speak to accommodate an increase in attendees. And also, to make sure you have the best experience, we've invested in some cool features this year. We want to show you where you can get to everywhere you need during the event. Let's go. We have the sheds, Shed 1 and Shed 2. On the day of the expo, these will be packed with exhibitors' booths. Should you require any information of where a specific booth is located, you can access the floor plan on our website. Adjacent to Shed 2, Shed 3, home to more expo stands. After you've completed your registration online, conveniently next to the entrance, you can find our registration desk. Here is where you can pick up your badge and all the event material from. The food court will be located right next to the registration desks as soon as you enter the venue. From healthy options to indulgent temptations, delegates can find everything they want from vegan to kosher, as well as halal. This is our berthing area. For delegates looking to bypass traffic congestion, this is where you can find the Inala and Captain Morgan shuttles. Two separate boats connecting you from Valletta or Slema to here at the MMA. In Shed 3 behind me is where the Sigma stage will be located on the mezzanine level. This is where some of the most exciting keynotes and panel discussions will be taking place. Shed 2 hosts the Eagle Guy Lounge and the AIBC Crate. In Shed 1, you can find the Startup Lounge. Nice parking, we have two options, the Adolorata parking or the one here situated right outside the MMH that can give you straight access to the registration desk. Choose the one that's most convenient for you. Right here, opposite Sheds 1 and 2, is the exhibitors' drinks and storage area. Exhibitors may retrieve their drinks and merchandise, given that they've provided us with their details for storage services.
There you have it, a quick guide to where everything is located in our event space. We hope you have an amazing time and feel free to ask our friendly staff should you require any assistance. See you soon.
As we draw the curtains on this podcast, I hope you've gained valuable insights and are as excited as we are about this incredible event. But our journey is far from over. This is just the beginning into what promises to be a groundbreaking experience. Sigma Smalto Week is right around the corner and we can't wait to welcome you in person. This is not just about business, it's about building connections, forging new partnerships, and creating lasting memories. So mark your calendars from the 13th till the 17th of November, because we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you for joining us, and until we meet in Malta, stay tuned.